Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. What a moody start this week with the music of Peter Green, Slabo Day. Welcome, Jeff.
Welcome, Rick. And where else but on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music, would you hear Peter Green?
Peter Green, who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Fleetwood Mac, but someone that we just never hear on the radio these days. Very influential, though.
Extremely influential, and I don't want to start immediately with our musicology lesson, but because, boy, do we have a lot of musicology lesson today. But
you can never get too much musicology on Ivory Towers Radio.
That's very true. But Peter Green, one of the great English blues players, overshadowed by Clapton, overshadowed by Jimmy Page, but in his day, he was among them, wasn't he?
Yes, and I think you can hear a lot of influence there. If people didn't know it, you might have thought that was Dire Straits starting us off, and so I think you see some other influence there that Green had. Not to mention, I would guess Carlos Santana also influenced quite a bit by Peter Green. So not just the British guitarist.
The Carlos Santana secret three-chord guitar progression. Right?
Not to mention Frank Zappa at the beginning of the show. So now that we've listed half a dozen fantastic guitarists, I guess we're going to have some guitar music on this show.
I think we're going to have some guitar music, and what about right now?
We're ready.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Well, I hear a trailer coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. 'Cause I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't never play with guns. And they said I shot a man down in Reno, but that was just a lie. When I hear the whistle blowing, just hang my head and cry. I listen to the guitar go. Car. They're probably drinking coffee, smoking big cigars, but I didn't hurt nobody. I should be rolling free, free. But those people keep on moving. That's what tortured me. But if they freed me from the prison, the railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on just a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blue wings. Thank you.
Cat Moe, Folsom Prison Blues on Ivory Towers Radio, Cover Me. Of course, the Johnny Cash song, and Rick, since we're full of musicology lessons today, I think Kev Moe's version of Folsom Prison Blues shows just how close country music and rural blues are, were, always will be.
That has that Delta blues sound to it.
I mean, you can, the way he does that, you can hear Robert Johnson singing that song, and you can hear Johnny Cash in his head writing the song, thinking of the Johnny Cash grew up a little north of the Delta, but close enough, and thinking of the Delta blues players who came, came by his area and played. You can hear that sound in their voice.
That's the great thing about a cover like that. It does make those thematic musical connections that we don't always hear in rock and roll these days. And for folks who don't know that those sounds are connected, there you go.
If you like that kind of music, and we hope you do, you can send us an email and ask for more. And, of course, you can still always, please, send Marlo an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, @att.net.
I'm only here for fun. As a child touching hay, we think that it's so. That life, love, and everything is easy to know. The only can reach us, their ways are not ours. Though they followed our futures, our freedom they bore. The older we get, the farther we see, the more we mean to each other, the more you mean to me. I believe in these people, I believe in this age. Though I mysteries, the laws, though still I find barriers, it's still I would fall, but I still see the more in me to each other.
Strange Rebel Frequency, City of Angels, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's mostly new music from late last year from this Los Angeles-based band, from their current record called Sans Restless Memory. In the middle, Hot House Flowers, an Irish band from the late 80s and early 90s, The Older We Get. And we started off that set with, truly, one of the great rock and roll songs of all time. And in honor of Danny Federici of the E Street Band, who died last week, that was, of course, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Rick. Rosalita, Come Out Tonight.
You know, Jeff, when they carry me away, I want you to put Rosalita on the playlist for the wake. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm making a note of it right now, my friend.
You are quite a radio programmer. That's quite a send-off set for Danny Federici, one of rock's underappreciated keyboard players who just happens to be one of the members of one of the great rock and roll backing bands of all time, also an underappreciated rock and roll backing band, the E Street Band.
The interesting thing about Rosalita is that Springsteen always uses two keyboard players, and given the publicity that all of his guitar players get, Little Stevie, getting the publicity that Clarence Clemons, the sax player, gets, even the publicity that Max Weinberg gets playing the drums, you kind of tend to lose sight of the fact that there are two guys there doing a pretty good job providing a little backbone there.
And arguably creating a relatively unique sound in rock and roll, although lately we've played a few bands certainly influenced by the E Street Band, but usually rock and roll doesn't have that sort of sound to it.
And let me just say one other thing quickly about Strange Rebel Frequency, which is a Los Angeles-based band of interesting anonymity. They don't have a record label, and you buy their music online. In fact, if you go to their MySpace page, you can actually download the music directly from the band off the MySpace page. And as regular listeners to Ivory Towers Radio know, we're all in favor of anything that bypasses the record companies. So not only do they have an interesting approach to selling music, but they've got some really interesting music, which, by listening to it, you certainly see the Bruce Springsteen influences in City of Angels.
Well, write that down. Strange Rebel Frequency, certainly a band that has a particular musical frequency that we appreciate and like. And I'll note, since we're noting bands releasing material that is direct to the listener, direct to the fan. Underneath us today, also something new that we haven't played from the Nine Inch Nails as one of our beds from their new release, Ghosts. So another thing that you can download directly, and one of these days we'll get to some of that new Nine Inch Nails and we won't have us talking over the top of it. But until then, we have more music on the other side of this cross-promotional announcement. Stick around.
Here we are, high in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget, show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/Ivory Towers with a Z Radio. One more time, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
It's a blade that'll cut to the bone.
Now, who says an alternative band is not allowed to use a pop hook? Well, there you have an example, Collective Soul from their latest from 2007, Hollywood, preceded by one of the favorite bands of Ivory Towers Radio, The Strokes. Is this it? Is this it? No, that wasn't it. There was one more song, French Kicks. Absolutely new music this month. Said So What? French Kicks, what a great name, Jeff.
And I got to tell you, Rick, I listened to the song again because here on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music, I try to be more open-minded. And I like that song a whole lot better than I liked it the first time.
Well, sometimes a song needs to grow on you. Sometimes a song that you like right off the bat, after three or four plays, you start to realize that wasn't what I thought it was. So, you know, reviewing music is not an easy thing to do. Sometimes music has little hidden folds to slip yourself into.
And the other interesting thing about that set is that that's all new music or music that sounds new. And I don't know, is there a place for that on mainstream radio?
Well, I haven't heard one of those cuts on mainstream radio. We've talked about how underplayed The Strokes are. That's not a Strokes song that you hear on the radio out here. That Strokes song is probably the only thing that in that set that's not absolutely new. That's, I don't know, about 3-4 years old. But still, all music from this decade. And if you want a sound of what this decade sounds like, that set's as good as any other. But that's not exactly what you're hearing on the radio. And, of course, that means you've got to come to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, to get what's happening in music right now.
And that's what we're here for, and that's what we'll continue to do. And, in fact, we're going to play some music coming up that I never thought I'd play on the radio.
So hang around for that on the other side of the public service announcement.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Army of Anyone, Father Figure on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from 2006, as we get a little grungy, something we haven't done a whole lot here on Ivory Towers Radio. We started out with the Melvins, Tipping the Lion, 1996, and in the middle, one of Nirvana's first big hits, About a Girl off of Bleach in 1989. And Rick, the Melvins, which I guess would be, if I'm allowed to say this, a post-heavy metal band, a modern heavy metal band, is actually one of Kurt Cobain's favorites. And after Nirvana became famous, he got the Melvins a record deal.
Not sure exactly how you would categorize them, because certainly metal is still around and evolved into multiple subgenres, but I guess at the time in the early 90s, they would have been considered a metal band, but there's more than metal going on with that group. And maybe we could, you and I can create a new subgenre. We could maybe call them proto grunge or pre grunge.
I like that. Proto grunge, and then I can go back and write a very long and learned piece about how proto grunge with Robert Johnson.
Well, we are Ivory Towers Radio, so that would be appropriate. The academic background review of the Melvins and why they were so influential.
Now, let me ask you this: the other thing about the Melvins. Very briefly, did you hear a little Black Sabbath in there? Apparently, both Cobain and the Melvins were huge Black Sabbath fans.
Well, that's one of the things that is interesting about grunge. You and I have talked about why was it that punk and heavy metal may have come from some similar roots but departed. In some ways, I think there's a very strong argument to be made that grunge brings those elements back together and creates something new while doing it, because the influences of many people like Cobain were both from glam rock and punk rock, but also from heavy metal, from Ozzy and Black Sabbath and many of those bands. And so we see this amalgam of influences come together, and maybe a group like the Melvins leads us to Nirvana, just a huge band during my graduate school days. That was the band, the biggest band in the world, Nirvana, and wonderful band. We also just want to mention Army of Anyone features a couple of members, and maybe the argument we're talking about proto-grunge, maybe in that set we have the entire history of grunge music represented. We like to do that in sets. Proto-grunge with the Melvins and post-grunge with Army of Anyone, because Army of Anyone features several members of the Stone Temple Pilots, one of my favorite grunge bands, maybe not as huge as Nirvana, but certainly a band that's very, very interesting.
And do we have some more Stone Temple Pilots, perhaps?
We do, because big announcement this month, the Pilots have come out of retirement. I don't know what that means for Army of Anyone, but the Pilots announced that they are going to tour this summer, and they're crossing their fingers, because they were actually influenced by the Led Zeppelin reunion, not just to get back together again, but they would like to play a concert with Zeppelin as the opening band. They've offered themselves to do that. So to get on tour and to get in shape for that, they're back. And so now it's time for a little STP.
Attack on the road, stop for me now.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Well, that music, the sound of grunge, the sound of Seattle, all over that set. Jeff, do you have your flannel shirt, your work boots on, your stripped down jeans? Well, that was the look and the sound of the 90s. Alice in Chains with Wood. Starting us off, the Stone Temple Pilots STP with Meat Plow. And in the middle, one of the very first grunge acts, pre-Nirvana, pre-Pearl Jam, before the Stone Temple Pilots, a band by the name of Mother Love Bone, Seattle band with Heartshine.
Rick, you left out one of the other key elements of the grunge look, and that would be the double beard look. Because you have to look like you hadn't shaved in about 2.5 days. You couldn't have a beard. You just had to look like you hadn't shaved in about 2.5 days.
That's right. But for me, I get that look if I haven't shaved at about 8 o'clock at night. So I was maybe predestined to like grunge music because I always had that kind of grunge beard that, the nub look, whatever you'd like to. You'd like to call it.
You know, it's funny because we're talking about the look, and with almost every great rock and roll movement, and grunge was certainly a great rock and roll movement, there's always a look. With the punks, it was the torn jeans and the piercings, you know, the safety pins in the ear or the nose or whatever, or the mohawks, Elvis leathers, and you know, your hair swished back. Disco, of course, you know, God forbid, we all know what the disco looked like, and we try to forget it. But the interesting thing about grunge is that I think, and correct me if I'm wrong here, this is really the first, was this the first look commercially that fashion tried to cash in on? Elvis was an outlaw. The punks were outlaws. I didn't see the Gap selling punk clothes.
No, but I think marketing and consumerism and those big box stores were different in the 90s than they would have been in the 50s and 60s, because most of those things didn't exist back then. And this actually started off, that look started off as a look, because you had the untucked shirt, the untucked flannel shirt, and the work boots. It was a rejection of dressing up, but then it became a look, and so the marketers jumped on it. The difference, I think, in the 90s was that marketers just ran to Seattle to appropriate anything that was part of the scene, and bands were signed that maybe shouldn't have been, but of course then a lot of good new bands were discovered, and then of course grunge spread beyond Seattle down the West Coast till you get to the Pilots all the way down in Southern California. So eventually that look spread, and we forget one crucial part of that look that I don't think is mentioned anywhere else in any other look, but in one of your hands, right hand or left hand, you had to have a coffee cup.
You're right. There's the consumerism. There's the consumerism exactly right there. In fact, let me just mention this quickly. It just also occurred to me, when you and I were kids and we wanted to look anti-establishment, we had to take a pair of jeans and bleach them and rip them up, or we had to take a shirt and tie-dye it with Rick. By the way, for all you young people out there, ask your mother about, ask your father about RIT. RIT, by the way. But we couldn't go to the Gap and go buy our anti-establishment clothing.
No, or you were going to wear that pair of jeans for a long time. And it was easier to do that in college because your mother wouldn't grab them and, you know, try to repair them in some way.
Exactly right. Is it almost time for my favorite part of the show?
Well, we've been talking a lot about grunge and how it was influenced by punk, but also some of your favorite music, and you played a little bit of it today, but now we're going to get some new metal.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. Will the boy not distinguish man? Sing the song of blood and honor.
Sledgehammer is swinging this week. That is relatively new music from 2007 in the Metal Shop this week. Job for a Cowboy is the name of the band, and that is one of their most popular metal tracks called Embedded. And as you can guess from the title, Jeff, probably not from the lyrics, if you can make out the lyrics. Embedded, of course, refers to the Iraq War. So, as usual, those metal bands are singing about what's going on over in the Middle East, and actually, a lot of our soldiers are listening to them.
And my guess is, do these guys, you think, maybe know one or two other chords and they just don't eat them, or they just really like that sound?
And not just that sound, but those drums. Those drums are like double sledgehammers in that song. The Metal Shop is kind of dented up after that band, I'd say.
I'm almost, and I do know, I'm guessing here, I'm just trying to get a sense of this. Is this almost a kind of a throwback metal band in terms of what they sound like?
A lot of the newer bands are trying to bring back some of that sound from before, but there's a lot of elements of the new sound from this decade that I don't think we've heard in metal until maybe during parts of the 90s, and certainly the sort of the way that bands tend to want their vocalists to sing now is as low as possible and with that sort of gargling with razor blade sound. Certainly a lot of anger, as we've talked about, and you know that's what the Shop is all about, getting those aggressions loose.
Well, so our musicology lessons today have included heavy metal, grunge, Bruce Springsteen, modern radio. What else could we have covered?
Well, if we haven't covered it here on this show, you can be assured that we will cover it on the Ivory Towers blog, where we don't just talk about music, but we also talk about culture, politics, and even sports. Jeff writes on the blog, I write on the blog, and a whole team of wonderful writers are there, and you can find us at http://ivorytowers, and that's all one word with a Z or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. But the Sex Pistols, 1977, God Save the Queen, from one of the seminal records in punk music, never mind the Bullocks, here come the Sex Pistols. And Rick, that's the kind of song that, first off, one has to play, turn all sound up, all the way to 11. But the other thing about that song is, I was watching The Simpsons the other night, and they had a little bit on there with Bart Simpson playing Johnny Rotten, and I thought, you know what? There's a whole bunch of people out there watching that who have no idea why that's funny or no idea why it needs to be done. And I thought, for everybody who likes Bart Simpson as Johnny Rotten, we'll do some real Johnny Rotten.
And who says the punks? Who says the punks can't keep up with the grungers, can't keep up with heavy metal? Because, boy, the Pistols, they are certainly there. We may have played two of the best songs in rock and roll on this show. Certainly, we heard from the Pistols and Springsteen, and boy, those two songs, a lot of energy.
The other thing about that song, and the punks in particular, don't get a lot of credit for playing very well, and the Sex Pistols in real particular, very particular, especially, don't get credit for playing well. But
Steve Jones?
Yeah, thank you, Steve Jones. That's what you're here for. You're here when it goes out of my mind. But Steve Jones's lead on that is pretty darn blistering.
Steve Jones is probably the one who is most memorable these days. I know Johnny Rotten, John Lydon is the one who gets a lot of credit for the band, but they've been on a little bit of a reunion tour, at least through parts of the United States, because both those guys now live in L.A., and the critics put the reunion tour down quite a bit, except for the fact that Jones still plays the blistering guitar.
And here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, we love our blistering guitar.
Don't we now? Don't we now? But I guess we're out of blistering guitars for the week.
Until next time.
Until next time. So thank you to Michael Galelli, our composer announcer. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Jeff Siegel in Dallas. I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.